Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books presents Squeeze Play by Avon Ellis, narrated by Andrea Ems. Chapter 1. The Ultimate Modern Girl's Guide to Self-Motivation, Zen, and Being the Absolute Best You Now. Today's question: have you made someone smile today? I am having a complete Mary Richards moment. Okay, so, being that I'm only 22, and the fact that I know Mary Richards from the old Mary Tyler Moore show aside, and ignoring the fact that I'm walking through the streets of Arlington, Virginia, instead of Minneapolis, I know her feeling. The young woman who has moved to the city in pursuit of a professional dream. Single, living on her own. It's all I can do not to sing the words to the theme song, and toss a hat in the air on this crisp April day, just like Mary did in the show intro. Well, I'm not wearing a hat. That's one problem, but still, I'm going to make it. I'm reporting this Monday morning for my first job since graduating from Georgetown University last December. For I, Haley Elizabeth Victoria Carter. Yes, my mom thought it would be amazing to give me double middle names sourced from the great queens of England. Am now a college graduate professional. Gosh, I really wish I had a cute hat to toss in celebration right now. I'll have to settle for an imaginary toss of a floppy black hat. Okay, mentally tossed, caught, and put back on the top of my choppy blonde do, all without getting a hair out of place. The benefit of an imaginary hat. Now it's time for the ultimate urban ritual. Grabbing a coffee near my new office after stepping off the metro. I walk purposefully toward Mocha's and Macchiato's, a boutique coffee shop I found online. Reviews were good, and it's only half a block from my work. I'm not due to report for another 40 minutes, so I can sit down, compose myself, and visualize how I would like my first day to be. I pull open the door, and I'm instantly greeted by folk music and a long line of morning commuters snaking across the hardwood floor. Good thing I allowed extra time this morning. Usually I go to scones and such near my apartment for my coffee, because my roommate Katie works there part-time, and she'll sneak me a pastry. But I needed to find a cafe downtown that fit into my new career lifestyle. This career is the one I have as the new digital media coordinator for Expanded World to the Shelf, a nonprofit organization to raise awareness and fund educational programs and scientific research for people with dyslexia, a cause near and dear to my heart. I watched my older brother Ethan struggle to get the right diagnosis and early intervention, and I want to do everything in my power to help others. Proper caffeination is important for my professional success, so I'll see if Mocha's and Macchiato's is up to the challenge. I scan the menu board of beverage choices for a second before becoming distracted by all the people around me. I study the DC professionals dressed in suits and the students carrying backpacks. The woman in front of me is in the cutest workout attire I've ever seen, and I can't help but notice her butt looks amazing. Of course, my butt might look amazing if I could get off the couch more often and, you know, go to the apartment gym. The one that is free and full of state-of-the-art equipment. The one I can't find unless I look on the community map. In light of the fact that I haven't been to the gym in years, and I had to put on Spanx under the dark navy three-quarter-sleeved fitted shirt and navy and taupe geometric-patterned wool pencil skirt I have on, maybe I should forego the sugary frozen coffee drink I normally order. I wrinkle my nose. What does that leave me? Iced black coffee? Ugh, I hate black coffee. Isn't part of the joy of coffee having something added to give it flavor? Creaminess? Then again, if I hadn't cashed in all my sugar chips this morning with a bowl of Fruity Pebbles mixed with Fruit Loops, I could have had whatever I wanted. When it's my turn to order, I am greeted at the counter by a young man with tattoos going up the side of his neck, half covered by long jet.